Father God, we long to hear your still small voice continually. We long to sit at your feet and be instructed by you and only you. Father God, we so long to come into the third heaven and sup at your table. Right now, Father God, lift us to that place in the heavenly realm where we can sup with you without any interference from the things of this world. Take us deeper. Take us deeper still. And I'm just hearing God say there's a level of my glory that you have not yet touched. And he wants us to touch that level of his glory tonight. And Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you and I praise you for it. God is saying, children, all of hell trembles as you sit in my presence. All of hell sits up and takes notice. All of hell gets on alert immediately when it sees you sit in my presence and long for more of me. The alert has been sent forth that you desire more of me, and I'm going to fill you to overflowing. Don't just touch the hem of my garment. Wrap yourself around my garment and receive all of me. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for giving us all of yourself this night so we can be vessels of honor that you can pour out and touch the nations. We thank you for it. You have entered into a portal of my glory that many long to enter into, but never will and never do. You have poured yourself out to me. Many tears of supplication I have gathered. You will surely sup with me continually, and you will know what it is to serve alongside of a power-working Father. Oh, touch not my anointed is so true. And many have touched you. Many have cursed you. And many have spoken many falsehoods against you. But it did not harm you, it harmed them, because they touched the apple of my eye. And I am not pleased when this occurs in my children. Stand back, little ones. Allow me to fight this battle for you. For I have taken you into my arms, into that place of security. And I am fighting every battle for you right this second. I am tearing down the walls of darkness and division, and I have set you totally free. No longer will you be caught in the snare of the fowler, for I have come to minister to you personally, one-on-one. You will feel my touch throughout the night. Wee hours in the morning you wake up and you'll know that I'm with you. I have come to reside within each and every one of you. And I say unto you, I am well pleased with your progress in me. But don't stop here. Keep climbing. Keep climbing higher. For there's so much more that I desire to take you into in my heavenly realm. Thank you. Lift your hands right now. Touch me, children. Touch me. Feel the essence of my power and my glory. Do not fear. I am with you. I am leading, guiding, and directing you. Every footstep is ordered by the Lord, and I am the Lord of your life, and I have been ordering your footsteps. You have not missed me. Just keep moving. Just keep obeying. And be a vessel of honor that I can flow through. Don't worry about the naysayers. They will always be on this earth. You be concerned about where I'm taking you to and what I'm doing with you in my heavenly kingdom. For it is in my heavenly kingdom that you will learn of the secrets of my word. It's in the heavenly kingdom that I will touch you, anoint you, and send you forth as a vessel of fire and a vessel of honor that I will work through with great signs, wonders, and miracles. You are of a special breed, and I brought you this far. And I will not drop you, and I will finish the works that I started deep within inside of you. Be of good cheer this night, and know that I am with you continually. And nothing but a big success story will follow you. All will know that you are mine, and all will know that you have sit in my presence. My essence will be all around about you. You will be a sweet-smelling fragrance of me to the people. Grasp hold of what I'm telling you. Do not allow the enemy to steal not one word. This is an important night for each one of you. This is a night of total resurrection power being poured out upon you. Feel it. Feel the wind. Feel my touch. Feel the wind. It is blowing over you this night. It is reaching down into the very crevices of your being. And it is bringing forth my glory and my power. It will resurrect everything that is dead around about you. Feel the wind. Let it continue to blow. No two services will ever be alike. Every time you meet me, something new, something different, something wonderful will occur. Don't want what you have right now, because next time it'll be greater. And then the next time greater still. Always moving forward, always something new. I hear God say, say softly to him, sweet, sweet wind, blow over me. Blow over me. Let me feel the breeze as you blow over me tonight. God is saying this one is resurrecting all that was lying dormant and dead deep within inside. He said every whisper that you still have inside of you, he hears tonight. And he's already answering that whisper. And always remember, I am just a whisper away. I know your thoughts. I know every word before you ever speak it forth. What a glorious time this is for my body of believers. What a glorious time to go forward and conquer on all sides. Such glory will fill your temple. You will be overflowing with my glory. All will see and know that I am yours and you are mine. You will not need to open your mouth or say a word, just as you stand in their presence. They will weep and they will want me because you carry me inside. I will manifest my glory. I will manifest my glory. All you have to do is be the vessel that is yielded and crying out for more. More of me. More of my kingdom. More of my strength and my power. I never get tired of hearing that, children. I never do. It delights my heart when you cry out, God, I need more. I need to go deeper. I need to go higher. I'm not content in the state that I'm in because I know there's more of you. And I know you offered it to us over and over and over again. And children, I will keep offering it to you. You will never run dry, I promise. Your wells will overflow with living water. And those waters will run down the streets and heal all that it touches. Because you are my pure vessels of honor that I so want to work through. You will find yourself weeping in the middle of the night. And you won't know why. It's because I come and I visited you and I touched you and my very presence causes you to weep. You will even cry out for more, more, more. And the more you cry out for the more you will receive. I am a loving and a giving God. And I am giving all of myself to you this night. All that you sacrificed has not been for naught. You are receiving the reward of your sacrifices. And that reward is walking in the fullness of who I am and who you are in me and us becoming one in the Spirit. It's overflow time. I want the anointing to overflow onto all that you come in contact with. You will begin to see people leap for joy when they come in your presence. You will see people stand astounded as they come into your presence. You will see people curse you as you come into their presence. Because my glory has so filled your temple that no man can stand before my presence without a reaction to my presence. The prodigals are returning home. Are you ready to receive them? Are your arms wide open to love them and to nourish them and bring them out of their pit of despair? Because I am surely sending the prodigals back into my houses at this given season. And they will need love. They will need nourishment. And they will need grace. Grace abundantly. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive all that I want to pour into you this night? Are you ready to be filled to overflowing with all of myself? Are you ready? Are you ready to rejoice in the wicked times? Are you ready to rejoice and tell others why you are rejoicing when there's no reason to rejoice? Because, children, that's where we're headed. We're headed into that dark, dark abyss where there's no joy, no recognition of who my son Jesus is. The world has turned dark and evil, and I need you desperately to be hands and feet, to be my eyes and my ears and my mouth. I need each one of you desperately. I need to use you uniquely because you are uniquely formed. I need to use you just as you are. I have been changing and rearranging you. Now have you to the place where I need you to be. And now, you're ready to become one with me, your Father in heaven. You are ready to step into the heavenly realm and receive the truth of my word. You are ready to step into the heavenly realm and receive all of heaven into your bosoms. Receive right now the overflow of my heavenly realm. Receive the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the grace. Receive all that I have for you tonight. Relax in me right now. Just relax in me right now. I am taking all tension out of your lives, and I want you to relax and to enjoy life to its fullest. You will go over many bridges, but you will go over them. You will not be stuck in the top of them. You will go over them, and you will bring others with you. They will see my joy. They will see my truth. They will see my joy in you, and they will want what you have. Are you ready to be a sign and a wonder to the world? Are you ready to be one of those poured out ones who wants nothing but me inside? Then you will surely be a sign and a wonder to all that you meet. All that you come in contact with will know that you are mine. Grace, grace, grace. Sufficient grace I have given you. Pour it out upon the people. Pour it out upon those who don't know me. Pour it out upon the brokenhearted, the discouraged. Pour it out. Pour it all out. Let me fulfill all of my promises this night to you. Let me do the works that I promised you I was going to do in your families. Become my friend. I want to call you friend. I want you to hold my hand. I have been stirring the pot for miracles, and miracles are beginning to bubble forth. And I have chosen you all, every one of you sitting here this night, I have chosen you to be a vessel that miracles will work through. I know you do not comprehend all I am saying to you right now, but as you listen to my message over and over again, you will fully comprehend what I just said. You will understand all things in heavenly places. For I am enlightening you this night. I am engrafting you into my kingdom wisdom. And I am pouring all wisdom into you. I am increasing your understanding. I am increasing the flow of myself. Receive it all tonight. Receive it all. I leave nothing out of your lives. I am a well-rounded God, and I make you well-rounded people. You are my children of choice, and I have chosen each one of you to pour myself into and send you forth on a journey that you'll never forget. You hear the word wisdom, but you really don't understand the word wisdom. Because I'm going to give you wisdom that only those that stand in my presence have. This is a glory road. This is a glory road journey. And as you journey on this glory road, more wisdom will be poured into you. Remember, Solomon asked for wisdom. I am giving you wisdom, my wisdom, and not the wisdom of the world. The mistakes you made in the past, you will make no longer, because you will have wisdom and understanding of the heavenly ways, and you will walk in heavenly ways. Trust me. I'm asking you tonight to trust me. I will unfold the picture before you, and your eyes will behold the complete picture, and you will understand all things, I promise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I will be asking you to remove your sandals when you're in my presence. I will be asking you to do many things that you've never done before. For you see, I'm making you a holy people, a people that I can trust and thrust forth into this harvest of dark souls that I need to be brought into my kingdom before the final days arrive upon this earth. My son is surely coming back the second time, and my son will bring my people on home. There will be much devastation upon the land once I bring my people on home. But there are those that I'm leaving behind who are truly mine. And they are going to be the ones who teach the ones left behind about my son Jesus. Even though my word is going to be preached throughout the land before the second coming, there are still those who will not have heard about my son, and they will need to be taught of my ways. The ones I leave behind are a peculiar group. They are a group that I can trust, and they are a group that won't be afraid of anything that comes our way. They will be honest and forthright, and they will know who their father is. They have joined hands with me, and they are walking with me, and they are talking with me, and I am teaching them of what they are about to enter into. I've already spoken to a multitude and told them they will be left behind. And so they know that they have to prepare themselves for the worst. And they are doing just exactly that. But in the meantime, they are still worshiping me, serving me with all of their heart, and loving me. They are being like my son Jesus before he was led to the slaughter. They know the fear and the degradation that's going to come upon the land. But they're still saying, yes, Lord. I'll still be the one that you can leave behind and use me. God's telling me there's a secret chamber in his heart. He has many chambers in his heart. But there's a secret chamber in his heart that he wants to bring each one of you into tonight. He wants to bring you into that secret place where your assignment is at. And he wants to minister grace and salvation to you in that secret place. And in that secret place, he is surrounding you with his glory and his love. And he is preparing you to go forth into the great adventure that he has already prepared for you. So right now, just let God take you into that secret chamber. If you want to lay at the altar, you can. Or if you want to stay in your chair, you can. Whatever you want to do, whatever you feel like you have to do, do it. But go into that secret chamber of God's heart. Because he wants to minister something to you, something special to you, right now. Right now. He's saying, I'm opening a different door of opportunity for you in that secret chamber of my heart. I'm opening a door that I've never opened before in your life. And in that open door, you are going to see great and mighty works that I have planned for you. I open this door, no man can close it. It's a secret chamber just reserved for you, a special place of honor in my heart. Come into that secret chamber right now and let me minister to you. In this secret chamber, God is saying he's chasing away all fear, all condemnation. I love you. I love you, my children. I have picked this special day, Father's Day, to pour my special love out upon you, to let you know how much your Father cares for you. You have sacrificed much, but I love you greatly, abundantly. You will never, ever be without the love of the Father. That is my promise to you this second. My love abounds. My love abounds. And it never ceases. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Some of you got to say, just whisper my name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And you, when you whisper that, listen for my still small voice. I want to speak to you right now, personally. Not through another person, but to you personally. I want you to hear my still small voice as you call upon my name. Never for one instant believe that I don't know the sound of your voice. Each one of your voices is different. No two are alike. And I know the sound of your voice. I want you to learn the sound of my voice right this second as you lay out before me. Coming into that secret chamber in my heart, I want you to learn the sound of my voice. God's saying some of you have been so distraught lately, and God said he's moving that heaviness in the atmosphere that causes you to be distraught. He's setting you free from that spirit right now. And some of you have been in a mental torment. The enemy's come and just torments your mind over and over and over again. God's freeing you of that right now. The secret chamber of his heart does special things to his children. Let the rivers of living water flow over you as you lay out before him tonight. He's saying, I want these living waters to fall over you and refresh you right now. Refresh you anew for the new day ahead of you. He's saying, my comforter has come tonight. My sweet Holy Spirit has come. And he's settled in upon you. And he's going to work the works that needs to be worked deep within inside of you tonight as you come into the secret chamber of my heart. God is saying, you're going to start hearing my still small voice saying, come up hither. Come up hither. And when you hear that still small voice, he's saying, drop everything and come into his presence. And as you do that, you're going to start having angelic visitations. They're going to bring a special message from heaven to you. But when you hear, come up hither, find a secret place quickly, because God wants to speak to you privately. Thank you, Father. Thank you. God is saying there is never one wasted moment when you spend it with Him. He said as you're driving in your car, place Him in the forefront of your mind and let Him minister to you peace, long-suffering, and joy. For the joy of the Lord is your strength, my people. I always go back to the joy. You need the joy. If you don't have the joy, the enemy can take you out. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Abide, abide in that secret chamber from this night forward. Do not leave that secret chamber. It's in this secret chamber of my heart that all things will be revealed unto you. Marvelous times are to be beholden from this day forth. Great and wonderful promises are going to be shown unto you. The very secrets of my heart I'm going to pour into you. Nowhere, no place to hide in that secret chamber of my heart. It's just you and me, and the world is outside. It's just you and me in that chamber. And in that place of seclusion, I will reveal to you the deepest secrets of my word. I'm also hearing God say, He's bringing you to a place where no one will know when you stop and God starts. There will be no beginning and no ending. It'll be a continual line of God in you. And even you yourself, in your daily life, you're gonna realize it. You don't know if it's you or if it's God. It's all going to run very smoothly together. Stay in that chamber. Stay in that chamber and let God minister to you right now. God said, you're in the upper room. Stay in the upper room with Him right now. And He's saying He's going to teach you to abide in the upper room continually. You are a peculiar set of people, and I need you to abide in the upper room. I promise you, you do not know what I have just done for you this night. But you will. You will understand in all of its fullness. Your lives are being changed. They will never be the same.
Thank you.
God saying, listen very closely. Do you hear the music? Do you hear the music? Do you hear the music? Do you hear the tambourines? Do you hear the flute? Do you hear my shofar? We are dancing to a new tune. It's a tune the world cannot hear. Only your ears have been prepared to hear this special tune. You'll find yourself humming during the day. You'll find yourself tapping your feet when there's no music around. Because I'm making you an instrument of praise. And the praise will come forth and heal the land all around about you. Come. Hear the music. Hear the music. The music is being carried by my wind. I'm opening up your ears, your spiritual ears, so you can hear the new tune. Hear the music.